Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the first Perek of Miseches Kelayim. Today we're going to be learning Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. We're continuing our discussion now regarding the exceptions of Kelayim, when you're allowed to have certain mixtures together. But unlike the previous Mishnahs, which were discussing various plants that are allowed to be planted next to each other because they're part of the same family, they're part of the same general species, now we're going to be discussing trees, the halachos of trees when it comes to Kelayim. Now, one general difference we should just know between the halacha of Kelayim when it comes to plants versus the halacha of Kelayim when it comes to trees is that, like we learned earlier, when it comes to plants, the certain plants that are of different species are not allowed to be planted next to one another. However, by contrast, when it comes to trees, there's no prohibition, there's no iser of planting trees that are different next to one another. You certainly can and often do plant different types of trees next to one another. The iser, the prohibition of kelayim when it comes to trees, is grafting. Grafting means basically you take the root of one and the root of another and you connect different types of trees in a physical connecting type of a way. That's not allowed. You can plant different types of trees next to one another, but you're not allowed to graft different types of trees onto one another. That's the prohibition when it comes to trees. And now we're going to discuss various types of trees. Again, we don't have to be so specific regarding the names of each one, but different types of trees that are part of the same species, that are part of the same family, and therefore the prohibition of grafting these trees would not apply to them. Says the Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Uva Ilan, when it comes to trees, you have Ha'agasim, and you have Vehakurstomelin. Again, very interesting names. These are different types of pear trees. Continues the Mishnah. Vehaparishim, Vehauzardim. And these are different types of apple trees. Says the Mishnah, Ein kilayim zebozeh. That both the different types of pear trees, different types of apple trees, these particular types of trees. Now again, if you're a farmer, you gotta know exactly what they are, but we're not farmers, so as long as we know the principle and the idea, then hopefully we'll understand the halacha. But says the Mishnah, Ein kilayim zebozeh, these trees are all very, very similar, and therefore the iser of grafting, the iser of mixing them, would not apply to these trees. You would be left to graft one of them onto the other. However, says the Mishnah, Hatapuach v'hachazrad. These are also different types of apple trees, but for whatever reason, and again, we don't know necessarily the differences between them, but these types of apple trees are different, and kilayim would apply to them, as we'll see. Haparskim, v'hashkedim, you have peaches and almonds, v'hashizofin, v'harimin, also different types of trees. They're similar, but very, very different as well, says the Mishnah. Afal pisha domin zeluza, even though these types of trees are similar to one another, kilayim zebozeh, the halacha of kilayim, the halacha of the isra, the prohibition of grafting these types of trees, would apply to them. Again, we have to know exactly what we're talking about if we're actually farming. So farming, you got to know the halacha, and you got to know the different types of trees, but that's certainly not our issue for now. But again, sometimes we see that they're similar enough where you can graft them, but the isra of kilayim would not apply. And sometimes they're similar, but still different enough where the isra of kilayim would apply to them. Now we're going to continue with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, we're continuing in a similar type of a vein, where we're discussing the previous Mishnah, discussed a bunch of cases that are similar, but kilayim still applies to them when it came to certain types of trees. Now we're going to be discussing, when it comes to plants, certain plants that are very, very similar to one another, yet the halacha of kilayim still would apply to them. Says the Mishnah, Hatznon v'hanafot, a radish or a rapeseed. Also different types of vegetables that are very, very similar. Hachardel v'halafson, different types of mustard. Udelaz yevanis im hamitris v'harmutza, different types of gourds. Even though in the two Mishnahs ago we discussed various gourds and mustards and so on, where kilayim doesn't apply, here we're talking about different types of mustard and different types of gourds, where the Mishnah says, Afal pisha domin zeloza, even though these types of plants are similar to one another, kilayim zeboza, the halacha of kilayim would apply to them. So again, the general a halacha, like we've been learning when it comes to both trees and plants, is that when that certain types of species are very similar, part of the same family, the halachos and the prohibition of kilaim would not apply. But there are some times when at least in a superficial way, for example, when it came to the radish and the rapeseed, as the Bartanur points out, they look very similar, but they taste totally different. So when you have those types of things that seem very similar, the halacha of kilaim still apply to them. Have a great day.